Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Europe. No foreign national has a right to a visa in America. By John Binder on February 16, 2026. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is making it clear to the world's migrants that they do not have a right to immigrate to the United States. During a press conference in Budapest, Hungary, alongside Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Rubio said that the U.S. under the Trump administration is singularly focused on what benefits and does not benefit the national interest. Part of that, Rubio said, is ensuring that foreign nationals are aware that they do not have a right to a visa in the U.S. My job at the State Department is, if I identify someone who I believe, someone who is a visitor, a guest in the United States, and we identify that their presence in our country poses a threat to our foreign policy, to our national security, we're going to take that person's visa away. We're going to take their visa away, Rubio said. That's what we're going to do. We've done that in a lot of cases over the last year. We've done it. The fact is, visas are not a right. I've said this repeatedly, I don't know why it's so hard for some to comprehend it. So let me repeat it again, no one is entitled to a visa. There is no constitutional right to a visa, Rubio said. A visa is permission to enter our country as a visitor. If you enter our country as a visitor, and as a visitor in our country, be it a student, a journalist, a tourist, and you undertake activities that are against the national interest, the national security of the United States, we will take away your visa. In fact, if we knew you were going to do that, we probably wouldn't have given you your visa. That's what we do. In President Donald Trump's first year of his second term, Rubio's State Department has revoked more than 100,000 visas from foreign nationals, including about 8,000 visas from international students and some 2,500 visas from foreigners who had run-ins with the law. Additionally, the State Department has halted issuing visas to 75 countries that produce overwhelming welfare-dependent migrants to the U.S. Those countries include Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Belarus, Burma, Cambodia, Cameroon, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ghana, Guatemala, Guinea, Haiti, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Nigeria, Pakistan, Russia, Rwanda, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, Uganda, Uruguay, Uzbekistan, and Yemen, among others. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.